Самон из Миваши, и нигде расисе, а ши басе имо. На двое следце, я цик соплак на морнинг. Его Миваши лхейлев не вейле, амин хазер, whatever, whatever, дого оса, you can think of. So, его Миваши лде дейре, and then, an hour later, его Миваши лхетер инец. Ой, тейх и вкав шел исе, аби хетер. So, мемейле, now, the кав шел исе, has a belief of Isa. How much, we don't know. It might be Kazayis, it might be Tugzaisin, it might be one-tenth of Kazayis, we don't know. It's a Kafshel Isa. So, if you stirred a Gdeiro Shel Heter with that Kafshel Isa, a spoon that has a belief of Isa, and we don't know the quantity that is absorbing it. So, Samach Keneget Kola Gdeire, Urchineget, so Samach, that relates to the case of Amvashel Bidira Sisea, Uchineget Koma Shitochat Me'akav, that relates to the case of Teichiv Kafshel Isa Beheta, Mashitichiv Me'akav. So in other words, suppose, let's say, you thrust the Kav, let's say, into the pot, Shalet, and you don't thrust the whole Kav, but only up to here. So the first Lashon Mechaba says that since you thrust into the Gdeira Shel Heter only up to here, so, and we don't know, and this part protruded beyond the rims of the Gdeira, so Mele, only the Blie that is inherent in this part of the calf could have been absorbed by the Gdeira. But the Blie that was, the Blie of Isa, that was inherent in this part of the calf, that was bulging out of the Gdeira, that couldn't have become absorbed in the Gdeira. So mainly we only require Shishim Neged, the volume of this part of the calf. Even though most of the time, not all the Blie of that part of the calf was absorbed. But we don't know how much. So mainly we take the maximum. It's certainly, the maximum is certainly, I mean, the volume of the part of the calf that was immersed in the Gdeira. But we don't require Shishim negative whole, the volume of the whole calf. Why? Because the first, because only that part of the calf was thrust in the Gdeira. So he says, צורך סמך כנגד כל הגדיר, איך נגד כל מה שתוך אף מקף, שאינו נהידים כמו בולי, בין שם של חרס או יעיץ עם אטרס, ובלבד שבולי על ביריתי חסה איש, שעוז הבליה הולכס בכל הכלי, אבו על ביריתי חס מליחה, אין ניבלה בכלי, רק כדי קליפ, ונצורך לשאי רק כדי קליפ. But that is only if the blie took place through heat of fire. Let's say in the pot, if you would thrust a kaf shel isa in the gdeira shel heter that is standing on fire, or even if it's off the fire, but it's still boiling hot, it is boiling hot. So then it's mavliya bechule, and it's pele bechule. Mashein kein, if the bliya took place for miliche, so miliche are keseach, but it's not mamesh keseach like keseach al deish, it's only mavliya. And Maflit can clip it, so then it doesn't answer the whole thing. So he says, "You watch a ball at the stage, or a blie you like to call a clip. I will take some different nibla to clip. I can clip it. It's all the same. I can clip it." All right. So the first lesson is that if you thrust part of a calf into a gdeira shel heter, you only require shishim neged that part of the calf shel iser that was thrust into the gdeira, but not the whole, not shishim neged the whole calf. But then the second lesson holds. חמקצוסי חם כולי ויש מי שמחמיר בקו של מטרס להצריך סמך כנגד כולי אפילו להכניס אלו מקצס משום חמקצוסי חם כולי because metal is a heat conductor so ממילא there is a sheet of Rishenim that's Rabbi Peretz the two mentions both days so the sheet of Rabbi Peretz is that you have the fact that metal is a heat conductor so even though part of the calf was thrust in the part of the calf shel isa was thrust into the calf shel heter. We still require shishim neged the volume of the whole calf. Why? Because through this part of the calf wasn't submerged, wasn't thrust into the gdeira shel heter. But since metal is a heat conductor, so there is a possibility that even the blie that is inherent in the part of the calf that bulges out of the gdeira, protrudes beyond the gdeira, also was niflat into the gdeira. In the gdeira. So maybe we require shishim neged the volume of the whole calf. V'yesh mi shemachmir v'chav shel matres lahatzrich samach keneged kulei afil lehichnis elu mikzas mishim d'cham mikzosei v'cham kulei v'neyagin kisvor rishen. In other words, we don't pass chametzos cham kulei. Not that we pass that metal is not a heat conductor. True metal is a heat conductor. So that only means, let's say, if you take a piece of metal, the base piece of metal, and you put it on fire, so let's say this is metal, and one end of the piece of metal will be in contact with fire, something that is very hot. So even though my hand is not in contact with this piece of metal, but my hand is in contact with this piece of metal, my hand will also feel warm. Because metal is a heat conductor. But it does not necessarily mean that because metal is a heat conductor, that when part of the calf is thrust into the gdeira shel heter, that even the blie that is inherent in the upper part of the Kaf, that protrudes beyond the Gdeire, will also be Pelet. That not. The Shita from the Peretz is yes, but the other Shita is no. It will not be Pelet. So in Mele, we only require Shishim, negative part of the Kaf, that was thrust into the Gdeire Shalem. Yes?
I thought when you have Pleita, I thought it's just only if it's in contact with something, this Pleita. But if it's not in contact, then there
won't. All right, but because of Cham Miktsos and Cham Kule, so Rabbi Peretz holds that even the part of the spoon that is not in contact with the Gdeish letter at all, that is boiling, that is being cooked, so, but since one part of the same piece of metal is in contact, and the heat spreads, all of the, is coextensive with the whole piece of metal, the whole rod, the whole calf of metal, so mele even the bleed that is inherent in the upper part that is not in contact will also be inflamed, and it will come out in the intake there.
So it travels through the spoon then?
Through the spoon, naturally the spoon. I mean, how does heat travel?
I'm talking about the bleed.
The bleed, okay, all right, this is the sheet of Abner Peretz. That just as the heat travels, so the bria also, when it's niflat, it travels through the spoon. V'neyagim kislor v'shem. Then Rabbo says, v'chol yisrael shemivatlim b'shishi, im makirei, tzorich la'asirei mishom, afal gav d'chvon, izbatei utayme b'shishi. In other words, even let's say chtichas yisrael that fell into a derech letter, and there are 60 measures, neged that chtichas yisrael, but if it's possible, to remove it, we have to remove it. We have to remove it. Aval gav, even though there is shishim. Aval gav dikron is battle time with shishim. Viloche im nofal, chelev we say chataf shil. So the right pronunciation is chelev, not cholov. I mean, they all say, except that the washing of the Isa v'heter, it's mashma, that he's talking about cholov. But all the Nesikilim say that it means Chilev, because the Metzias fits Chilev rather than Cholov. V'lochin nofal Chilev, v'sei chataf shir, v'nizbati utaymi b'shishi, tzorich litin shomayim tzinini, v'teva ha-Chilev li-hakpi v'lotzif li-mailo al-amayim. V'lotzif li-mailo al-amayim. So, something that is fat, like Chilev, if it falls into a tap shield, so if you pour cold water, so then the chilev will soar above the tap shield. That's the mitzias. V'yisrenu mishom di miachad di efshal laasirei havu kiilu makirei v'tzorich laasirei mishom. So the mele seems it's possible by pouring cold water into the tafshil, to cause the achilef to float above, to soar above the tafshil. So mimele we have to do it. So mimele it's considered like Nikol Yisea, since it's possible to identify and to remove the Yisea from the Eter, so it's considered like Nikol Yisea, and he has to do it. And he cannot say, after all, why should I do it? Why should I work hard? Well, after all, there is shishim in the tafshil, neged achilev. So I can eat it as it is. Why should I pour cold water into the tafshil and then cause the achilev to float above, to soar above the tafshil and remove it? It's bottle. The answer is, since it's easy to remove it, so it's considered like nikalisa. But even though it's not as yet Nikar Yisea, but there is a device whereby you can be Makar Yisea, so it's considered Al-Padim as if it's already Nikar Yisea. Mimele, it doesn't become bottle, so you're not allowed to eat a tafshil, because it's considered like Nikar Yisea, so there is no bittle. This is what Ramos says. Now, Yisea Shen is Baskir Ubigdeo, V'Yisir Mishon. That if Ichtichas Yisea fell into Igdero, and there is Shishim, but he was able to identify the Ichtichas Yisea, he removed it. V'nofal Igdero Acheres. So Tzorich Larzeo Levatli B'Shishim Neged Kodim. In other words, you could say that since the Mechaba said in Siv Dalet that Isash Nisbashir Meta, Afil Makire Vushon, Vizoki, is so Shishin Kineget Koli Iser, but we recognize that Tiras Iser, it looks intact. It looks the same thing, it has the same weight, it has the same volume, we measured it, we weighed it, still, we require shishim. And if there is no shishim, you're not allowed to eat the tafshim. Why? Because of the possibility that part of that chatiche, was niflat from the chatiche. So why is it that the chatiche's weight and volume didn't change, it's intact, because it was replaced by a plate, by an equivalent quantity that was niflat from the tafsh, from the other chatiche, shalata. So the mele, if we assume that chatiche was niflat, the nisa was niflat from chatiche, but it was replaced by heter, so the mele, when you take out that heretofore, the seemingly heretofore chtichas iser, and then it falls into a gdera acheres, why should you require shishin neged the whole weight and the whole volume of this same chaticha after all? It's monifshech. You can say that there is a stire. I mean, yareich es acherom shnei roshim. Monifshech. Either you assume that this chtichas iser is intact, is the same chtichas iser, nothing was niflet. If nothing was niflet, so why should you require shishim in the first gdera? Nothing was absorbed. Nothing from that chaticha was absorbed by the tafshim, by the other chatichas of Eta. Or it was niflet. If it was niflet, so mele, why should you require shishim neged the whole volume in the second gdera? The answer is, we don't know what happened. So it's possible that nothing was niflet. It doesn't mean every time a gdera sisea falls into a gdera shel heter, I mean a chticha sisea, falls into a gdera shel heter, that it's niflat, it can be niflat, but maybe nothing was niflat. So mimele, so we have to go lechumre. So in the first gdera we require shishim, even though we can identify the chticha sisea, and the weight is the same, and the volume is the same, so we are chishish less. A substantial part of that chatiche was niflat and was absorbed by the chatiche seter. And an equivalent quantity was niflat from the chatiche seter and was absorbed by the heretofore chatiche sisa, because of that possibility. But when you take the same chatiche and you throw it into another gdere, you require shishim in the other gdere too, because maybe nothing was niflat, because we don't know. This is what he said. ישאש נסבאסל דיר מסיר ומשם נוף דיר אחרס צורך לעזו לבטל בשישים נגל כולי וכן לילה אבל נוף על דיר ראשי מבין ספיומי אין צורך רק שיש אין צורך רק שיש but suppose the same חתיך fell into a gdere, it fell into a gdere, and you took it out into a hot gdere, so you immediately took it out and then you dropped it again in the same day, then we do not require two shishims. In other words, we don't say that when the chticha fell, let's say for one moment into a day, so that instant, in that moment, the major part of the chticha, let's say 99% or 99.999, I don't know. So of the chtiche, it was niflet from the chtiche and was absorbed by the tafshil, and it was replaced by the equivalent quantity that was niflet from the other chtiches, the chtiche shel heter, and absorbed by this chtiche. That everything happened in that one moment, and then some mele. Well, I mean, what when I say 99%, that was good, because if it would be 99%. So then it would be bottle vishishi, in other words. But a substantial part of the chticha was niflet, but a little bit remained. So memele, and then it was replaced by heter, but there is no shishim in the heter neged the little bit of isa that remained. And then, in that one moment, and then when it falls again, so the whole chaticha becomes osea, because it's chaticha nasis nevele, and then when it falls again, so a second time that it was niflat. That we don't say. This is what he says. I will not fall again, or reshein, or beis piyomim, in tzorech hakshish, in pamachas kenedis.
But yeah. The vine is the vine only changing of the kedera.
What is that?
You've taken it out, then the vine won't change. You'll have shishim all the time. You take it out and put it in as many times as you want. It's not going to change the vine of the kedera. You still have
all right, shishim. But you could say that the vine didn't change because a substantial part of the chatiche was niflat and was absorbed by the kedera, by the tafshir. And it was replaced by an equivalent quantity of heter that was niflat from the heter and was absorbed by this chatiche. So, and then, so the whole chaticha became chaticha di yisure, then it falls again, so it asks us, so we would require two shishims, not one shishim. So that we don't say.
You need 120?
120, that's right, we don't say that. Avon nof l'gdei or rishenu, veis promim, in tzorech ak shishim, pamachas kenei. Now, im yodu, I just want to cover the Mechaber Ramo, and then to go to the Tazel. Im yodu akamo u'isa, כגן כף חדושה, אוי שאינו בסיימו, שניה בו הוא בורו כזייס חולו, ורקח ניה בו גדירו של בוסו, אין צורך אלה סמך לבט לה כזייס שבורו, ולאמרינו דבי כוח, דבי... So let's just forget the הגויס חמור for a moment, because otherwise we'll become confused. אין צורך אלה סמך לבט לה כזייס שבורו, אבו כף נשאנו, ובסיימו, משארים בחולו, ויש מי שאין מהיר שגם בזו אין צורך אלו סמך לבד לכזאי שבו. In other words, so there are two sheets. One sheet is the sheet of the Rashbo, and the other sheet is the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban is the Meikir, the Rashbo is the Machna. Now, there is a halacha of Tichen Asas Nevele. Now, so by Bosa Becholov, all Rishonim agree there is a halacha of Tichen Asas Nevele, because that's the essence of Bosa Becholov. In other words, let's say, you have a kazayis of Cholov, and it's cooked, and this absorbs a kazayis of bosa. So, the kazayis of cholov bifnei atzmi was heter, and the kazayis of bosa bifnei atzmi was heter. Now, when the two combine, one absorbs the other, so it becomes an entity of isa. So that's the essence of bosa b'cholov. That's the essence of bosa b'cholov. But there is a machlokes reshenim, Rabbi Nefraim, the other reshenim, as to whether we apply the halacha of tichanas nevele to show isur. So Rabbi Nefraim says no, only by Bosa B'chol. The other Rishonim say, we do apply. Now the Tur and the Mechaber pasken like Rabbi Nefraim. There are more paskens like the Shor Rishonim. That even by Shor Rishonim we apply the principle of Tichas Nevele. What does it mean? That means, suppose you have a Chticha of Heta. Chticha of Heta. That has a volume of 20 Gzeis. And then you cooked, you put in that Gdeira together with the you cooked one kazayis of isa. So the maximum that they could have absorbed is a kazayis of isa. So now, so the whole tafshil together has a volume of 21 gzeisi. So suppose then you take this tafshil and you put it in another gdeira with other etta. So according to Rabbi Nefraim, we only need Shishim Nege, the one Kazayis of Isa. According to the other Rishonim, we say apply the principle of Tichon Asas Nevele to show Isurim. So since in the first part, so one Kazayis of Isa was cooked together with the Chticha Heter that had a volume of 20 Xaisim, so the Mele we assume the maximum, in other words, that it has the kazayis that it absorbed the kazayis of Isaiah, and we say chticha nasis nevele, so even the 20 gzeisi, the chticha of the heretofore chticha seter, that had 20 gzeisi of heter, also become osa. So altogether it's a chticha of Isaiah of 21 gzeisi. So if you take that chticha and you put it in another dere with other heter, so you need in the other heter 60 times 21, not 60 times 1. According to Rabbi Ephraim, you need another data 60 times 1. And according to the other Rishonim, we apply the principle of Tichas Nevele. To show Yisurim, we need 60 times 21. Yes?
What's the difference between Chaticha Nasas Nevele and Heter Nepach Liyisur, as we're going to
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The same thing. So in the melee, that is in regard to a bear. Now there is a machlekes reshenim in regard to a beruah. There is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ramban, between the Rashba and the Ramban, as to whether we apply the principle of tichanasis nevele to beruah. So the Ramban says that we don't apply the principle of tichanasis nevele to beruah. That means, let's assume. I want to mention an example in Shor Yisurim because that's easier. That's easier than Bosa B'chola. So let's assume, like the Rishenim, that the halacha of Tichanasis Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim as well. Now the question arises: suppose you had a gdeire. Suppose you had a gdeire of heta, a gdeire of heta, in which you cooked, let's say, that has a blia, let's say, of 10 gzeisim of eta. 10 gzeisim of eta. We know that the defne hagdeira absorbed today, because it was a lot of cooking was done in that gdeira, and today, so the defne hagdeira absorbed 10 gzeisim of eta. Then you cooked one kozais of nevele of chelev in the same pot. Not together with the heta. After you finish cooking the heta and the gdeira absorbed 10 gzeisim of heta, so you cooked one kazais of isa. So we assume the maximum that maybe the whole kazais was absorbed by the defne hagdeira, even though we know it didn't absorb. But since we don't know how much. So in other words, so we say that it absorbed the kazais of isa. Kazais of isa. So how many gzeisim of Eichel are absorbed inside the Defne Hagdeira altogether? 21. So according to Rashba, we say even though it's all Balua, obviously a Defne Hagdeira, it's not the end, it's Balua, we still apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele. Tichanas Nevele. Tichanas Nevele. So then, if you cook Heta in the same Deire, so in order that the Heta should be Mutea, you'll have to have 60 times 21 exes. 60 times 21 exes. Otherwise, the heta will become osa. That's the shita of the Ramban, that we apply the principle of tichanas nevele even vis-a-vis belua. That's the shita of the Rashba, that we apply the principle of tichanas nevele even vis-a-vis belua. But the Ramban is chelik. The Ramban says no. Vis-a-vis belua, we don't apply the principle of tichanas nevele. Now I mentioned the Ramban says no in connection with such a case where it's not Bosa B'cholov, but the Ramban sheet happens to be like Rabbi Ephraim's. But I'm assuming that the Aloch of Tichanas Nevele applies to Sholosim. Applies to Sholosim. Now the same Machlekes applies to Bosa B'cholov. So let's say suppose you have a Gdeiro Shel Bosa that absorbed 10 gzeisim bosa. 10 gzeisim bosa. Then, an hour later, you cooked kazais cholov in the same day. So it absorbed a kazais of cholov. Altogether, how many gzeisim did it absorb? 11 gzeisim. 11 gzeisim. 10 gzeisim of bosa. This is used as a gdeira of bosa. But today, it absorbed 10 gzeisim of bosa. And then, by mistake, so it absorbed one kazayis of cholov. Altogether, 11 gzeisim of bosa and cholov. Then, you cooked bosa in it. So according to the Rashba, that bosa will become oser unless the bosa will have such a volume of heter in it, 60 times 11 gzeisim. 60 times 11 gzeisim, according to Rashba, according to the Ramban, that we don't say chtichanas is nevele vis-a-vis belua, only vis-a-vis ben, not vis-a-vis belua. So even if you don't have in the heter 60 times 11, but you just have 60 times 1, if you have a value in the heter, you have a value of 16, 18, so then the tether will be muter. Will be muter. Why? Because we say vis-a-vis belua, we don't apply the principle of tichanasis nevele. So the mele, we cannot say that all the 11 zaysim inherent in the deif neakli are chefzer isa. Because as long as it's inherent, it's belua, it's latent in the deif neakli, it cannot tell you chalishan isa. But when can it have a chalishan isa? When it's niflat. Now when it's niflat, so then you'll have just one kazayis of cholov niflat in the gdeira shel heter of bosom. So if you have 60, if you have 60 gzeisim in the gdeira shel heter, so mele, when the cholov is niflat, when does it become iser? When it's niflat. And so then, so too, when it becomes niflat, not only the cholov is niflat, but the bosom is also niflat. But once the cholov and the bosom is niflat, so the 10 gzeisim of bosom join the 60 gzeisim of the bosom that is inside the gdeire. And the mele, that one kazais of cholov that is niflat and becomes a man, so it becomes bottle in the 60 gzeisim of bosom. And let's say maybe 70 gzeisim of bosom. Let's say, assuming that all the 10 Zaysim of Bosra are also niflat into the Gdeira, into the inside of the Gdeira. So in other words, we have two Shittas Rishayim. The Shitta of the Rashbo is that the Aloch of Tichanasis Nevele applies even to Belua. The Shitta of the Ramban is that the Aloch of Tichanasis Nevele does not apply to Belua, only to Ben, yes.
So if you know that 10 Zaysim are going to come out into the Gdeira, do you still need Shishim? Can I get...
Inside of there you need Shishim, because in all probability the 10 Gzeisim of Bosa will not be Niflat. It never happens like that. We always Mishaya, because we don't know exactly how much is Niflat, so we are Mishaya the maximum. But in every one situation it will not be Niflat. So this is what Machava says. In Yodua Kamo Isa, King Kaf Chadosh, a new spoon. Oi. In other words, it wasn't used for anything as yet, so far. Neither for meat, nor for milk. Or even if it's a meat spoon, a fleshig spoon. But it was used many times. But today, within the last 24 hours, it wasn't used. It was used yesterday, the day before yesterday. But within the last 24 hours, it wasn't used. So we are not concerned with the blia that is nascent down with gum that is in the enemy. Because that's the time we've done. Or even if it's a fleshig spoon that was belaya, let's say, a thousand tzeisim, let's say, of bosor. It doesn't matter, because it's not beyeme. It's more than 24 hours since it was absorbed by the spoon. Sheniabo, and then he stirred a milchike pat, ubola kazaischem, kazaischolo. So in other words, so what does it have in effect? Only a blie of a kazais of cholov, because the thousand zaysim of bosor that might be inherent in it, that's the tam l'gam, we are not concerned with it. Then he took the same spoon that has a blie of a kazais cholov and he stirred the deir shel bosor. So as long as the gdeira, the pot, has 60 zeisim of boso, 60 zeisim of boso, of the soup, whatever it is, so mele it's muta, the soup is muta, the boso is muta, because assuming the maximum, that the whole kazayis of cholov was niflat, so then it became bottle in the 60 zeisim of boso. Let's say if it's an old spoon, fresh spoon, and let's say it was used within the 24 hours, it was used many, many times for meat. So we don't know how many xasim of bosor it absorbed. We don't know. So we take the maximum. Suppose we know that it absorbed, let's say, 5 zeisim of basar, then we will consider just 5 zeisim, but we don't know. So we take the maximum. What is the maximum? The whole volume of the spoon. It could not. A spoon, let's say the volume of the spoon is 20 zeisim, so it couldn't have absorbed more than 20 zeisim of basar. More than 20 zeisim of basar. So I will carefully show if it's an old spoon, fleshy spoon, and bas yemov, and it absorbed many, many zeisim of basar the same day, and then it stirred a deiro shel cholov, and it absorbed one kazayis of cholov, so mishal mikulo. Now, if we knew that the kaf yishono of basar, bas yemov, absorbed, let's say, 5 zeisim of basar, and then it stirred. You stirred a deiro shel cholov, and it absorbed one kazayis of cholov, and then you used it again in stirring a deiro shel basar again. Deiro shel basar again. So then we would require shishi neged 6 zeisim. If we knew that the kaf yishono shel basar, in the course of being stirred in deiro shel basar the same day, absorbed 5 zeisim of basar. And then it stirred in deiro shel cholov, so it absorbed 1 kazayis of cholov. So altogether it absorbed 6 zeisim. 5 of the 6 consist of basar, 1 of the 6 consists of cholov. 6 altogether. And then you would stir in deiro shel basar again. So then we'd require 60 times 6. But we don't know how many zeisim of basar it absorbed, and then it absorbed a kazayis of cholov. So we take the maximum. What's the maximum? The whole volume of the calf. And if the volume of the calf is 40 zeisim, so then in order that the gdeira shaleta should be muter, there must be 60 times the value, 60 times 4. 6 times 4. Avo kaf yishono ubasyeimo. And then it stirred the gdeira shel cholov. And then again it was used nigdeira shel basar. So mishal v'cholo. Why? Because chtichanas is the melech. So actually we require only 60 times the total volume of the gzeisim of basar plus the gzeisim of cholo. But we don't know how much. So maybe we take the maximum, the whole volume of the cup. Mishal v'cholo. That's the shite of the Rashi. Then he says the suit of the Ramban is different. V'yesh misheimer shegam bozu in tzorich el samech levati lakazai shebo. In other words, that if let's say the fleshike spoon was used in one day many times, and let's say so it absorbed x number of zeisim. Let's say it absorbed 40 zeisim, and then it stirred cholov. So it absorbed the kazayis of cholov. So altogether, it's 41 zeisim. So, and then he stirs again a gdeiro of basar. So as long as there is that 60 zeisim in the basar, in the gdeiro, so it becomes bottle. Becomes bottle. Why? We don't say we need 60 times 41. Because as long as it's balua, it does not have a chalei shem of chticha disu. As long as Balua. When does it have a Chalishem Yisair? Only when it becomes Niflat. When it's Niflat, so the basar join with the basar. And only the Cholov is the Yisair. So the maximum of Cholov that could be Niflat, when you stir again a Gdereshal basar, is 1 Kazayis. So Melo you only need 60 times 1. There's a sheet of Rambam. Now, let's say, now, so one thing has to be pointed out when he says, "Avo kafishono basim mishal v'chulo." So it's only because we don't know how many zeisim, the total number of zeisim. So we take the maximum. But suppose we know the total number of zeisim. Let's say we know that it's 40 zeisim of basar is balua and 1 kazayis of cholov. So then we need 60 times 41. But since we don't know, so we are mishaya v'chulo, the maximum. Now let's see the ramo. אם ידוע כמה הוא יעיסה כי קו חדוש של שני בסים או שני הבוי בולו בכזאי סחולה וכך ניה בבדיר של בוסו אם צורך לסם החלבת לכזאי של בולו ויאמרינו גבי כלי חתיך נאסיס נבלה אפילו אם ניה הוא בעיסה So what does Rambam mean? In other words, he says, because soon he'll mention another agoye, that we say Ligabe the cheres itself, the keli itself becomes ichticha de isur. So this, even the Rashba doesn't agree. There is such a shita, the Mordechai. But according to the Ramah, so that's the Mordechai shita. But the Rashba only holds that the Neichel Belua, that we apply the principle of Tichan Asis Nevelen vis-a-vis Neichel Belua, but not Ligabe the cheres itself. The cheres, the keli itself, certainly cannot become ichticha de isur. But there is such a shita, according to some poskim, there's the shita of the Mordechai. Let's say suppose you have a kli cheres. Yeah, kli cheres. And the volume of the kli cheres is 50 gzeis. That's the volume of the kli cheres itself, of the keli itself, of the earthenware. So is 50 gzeis. And then you cook the kazayis of yourself, the veil of chelev, in that kelim. So the veil, and that absorbed, and we assume that it absorbed the maximum. So it absorbed, the kli cheres absorbed one kazayis of chelev. So then, there is the sheet of the Mordechai, according to Ramo, is that the whole kli cheres becomes ichticha de isure. Now, the kli cheres itself has a volume of 50 gzeisim. And that absorbed a kazayis of chelev. So in other words, how much do we have in total of 51 gzeisim? So if you are mivashil heter in that kli cheres, so know that in that heter, suppose you are mivashil applesauce in that kli cheres. So the same day. So mele, so we anticipate the possibility. So mele, we say that the whole kli cheres is echtecha de isure. So in order that the apples should be muter, there must be 60 times 51 zeis. One second. So this is what this is the sheet of the Mordechai according to Ramo. So he says Ramo in explaining this Rashbo, he says le'amrinon gabi kli echtecha nasis nevele afilo niyaru bei isa. Because what does the mechaber say here? Im yodua kamo ioi kamo isa ki in kav chadosha. Kaf chadosho, and it's a new spoon. So sheniya bo ubolo kazayis cholam. So then achakach niya b'dir shel boso. So we only need 60 gzeisim to be mevatel the kazayis cholam that is belua in the kaf. So he says, but we do not say that the whole kaf becomes echticha de isur. Not only here we do not say it. So here you couldn't say it. Because what was the kabbalaya? Cholov is heter. How could we say ichticha nasis nevele? It was only belaya cholov by itself is heter. But suppose instead of cholov it absorbed chelev, not cholov. So suppose you had the kaf chadosha, and then niabo and disturbed a tafshil of chelev. And it absorbed the kazayis of chelev, that kaf chadosha. And then hakach niya bo gdeiro shel boso. Now suppose the kaf has a volume of 20 gzeisim, and it absorbed the kazayis of chelev. So altogether, it has a volume of 21 gzeisim. So we wouldn't. And then you stir gdeiro shel boso. So we do not say that it should. We should require in the Gdeira Shel Boso 60 times 21. Because we do not say that the Gufa Kele, that the Cheres itself, the Cheres or the Matres, should become Echtecha de Isure. We only say, even according to the Rashbo, that the Eichel HaBolua Visich HaKli becomes Echtecha de Isure. Not that the metal itself or the earthenware itself should become echtecha de isure. This is what Ramo means. Le'amrinon gabi kli echtecha nasis nevele afilu inira beisea. So vis-a-vis this specific situation, this specific case, we certainly couldn't say echtecha nasis nevele, because even respect to an echo, we do not say echtecha nasis nevele when it's eter bala. So let's say, suppose you cooked, suppose you cooked, let's say, one kazayis of cholov together, let's say, with 10 gzeisim of applesauce. So altogether, you have 11 gzeisim. You have 11 gzeisim. Then you would take the applesauce, and you put it in another gdeire of bosa. So then we certainly wouldn't require shishim neged the 11 gzeisim of the applesauce. We'd only require that the bosa should have 60 measures neged the one kazayis of cholov that the applesauce absorbed. So even though it's an echel mamish, we do not say chtichanas is nevela because it's a terebola. When do we say chtichanas is nevela? Only when it's isurebola. Let's say if applesauce was cooked with one kazayis of chelev, not cholov, chelev. So you had, let's say, 10 gzeisim of applesauce, and that was cooked with one kazayis of chelev. So that applesauce absorbed the kazayis of chelev. Then you took this applesauce, the 11 gzeisim of the applesauce, and you put it in the gdeira of boso, in the gdeira of heter. So according to the shita of chtichanasis nevele, in order that the heter should be muter, you would require 60 measures, negative 11 gzeisim of the applesauce, because the applesauce absorbed iser, even it was isurebola. But suppose the applesauce absorbed whole of milk, one kazayis of milk, and together it's 11 gzeisim, and then you put this applesauce that has one kazayis of milk in it, in the gdeira shel bosa, a kazayis of chelev, so it's isura bola. So all the 11 gzeisim, so even the 10 gzeisim of heretofore applesauce, become a chetzer bifur. But if it's a teira bola, if ten gzeisim of applesauce absorbed one kazayis of milk, not milk and meat together, but just milk, from a mele, we do not say chtichanas in a mele. So then, if you put the applesauce into a gdeira of boso, we only require shishim in the gdeira of boso, neged the one kazayis of cholov that is contained in the applesauce, not 60 times 11 gzeisim, neged the whole applesauce, because it's a terebola. Is it here, Bola? So this is what Ramos says. Of course, in this specific situation, we couldn't conceive of Tichanas Nevele, because it's near Beheter. So how could the whole metal of the calf, or the whole earthenware of the calf, become a Tichan Yisure just because it has a kazayis of milk? That's a terrible. So even vis-a-vis Ochlim, we wouldn't say Chtichanas is Nevele. Allah has come with Hamo vis-a-vis the Kehle itself. But he said, to have Biko, so we require not 60 of Heter, but 61. Now the general thing will be 60 of Heter plus one of Heter, so the together it's somehow. But here, there is a special halacha, that's the Gemara, there is in Chul, that's how it has. So the Gemara says it explicitly. But here, we need somehow, not 60. You see. And together with the Isha, some of it. The general rule is that whenever Isha falls into Hetera, you need 60 measures of Hetera, measure the one measure of Isha, so together it's 61. But out of the Hetera you need only 60 measures. But here, out of the Hetera you need 61 measures. 61 measures. Not 60 measures. So together 62 measures. Why? So there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. Why? So that's the Gemara in Chol. Gemara in Chol, that's what it happens. But the Gemara doesn't say what the reason is. The Ramban says that the reason the Chachamim made a special takana in regard to Beitah, that we need some halach instead of Shishim, because
even in the basin are more or less alike, many times there is still a difference in the sight. So you look alike in basin. I mean, sometimes when you look at basin, so it will appear to you it's embarrassing effort. It will appear to you that you must have the same size. The same size, the same value. But there is a slight difference. One is a little larger, one is a little smaller. And it's difficult to determine. I mean, the exact, you know, variation between one basin and another, which apparently are of the same size. There is still a little difference. So the neighbor, the common one is talking that when one basin that is up, that the basin is the chayah, or the basin that is lost back, so it's up, if it is back way back ahead, so we take it really difficult. In all situations, some may have been discussing that in all situations we need some power instead of teaching. Some may have that extra data that there will certainly cover, will certainly assure that there is teaching in the total value of the data which will have there and maybe the data change. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam explains it differently. Rambam says, because now, the halacha is that if you have to do the achas, then the plate becomes mutter. And then it becomes mutter. But the plate itself, let's say suppose you don't know which plate is achas. Then it's a halacha that tells the other. So it doesn't even become, when you sit in and have this in the highest, it doesn't become bottle. Why? Because the plate is a diet. The base is a value. So when do we say that it becomes bottle, that the base becomes bottle, becomes color, that's only to the battle of the place? If we don't have a problem in respect to the base in the end, because we recognize the base after, we know which base are in the blood spot. But it was grouped together with other bases. So the mayor will require some color to be allowed to read the other base. If we don't have some color base, so then all the basin would be out there because this one basin would happen, the creator of that one basin would happen. Right. So, but if we don't know which basin is the basin of the Hatsura, so then it's not the developer bottle. Why? Because it's the value. The basin is the value. And the value of the bottle is not the developer bottle. So the mailer, even in respect, so since they say the value, so the Rambam says, so the place is a kolet chachomim, that even did that be the place, so we need, instead of samech, we need kalachat. Now the mechaber and the Rambam pass like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. So this is our, they say the name where it's there, or you keep a dump in the bathroom. So it's in the Achat and the Achat. Now, how is Bapu the teacher of Hamid? In other words, you see here the Mechaber mentions in Salami of Dini, I mean, that Dini is from the general rule, because the general principle is teaching. But there are certain exceptions. So there is one exception in Chumre, that instead of teaching we need 61 measures of that there, and there is one exception in Kure, that's in respect to Chal. How is the order of the behemoth? So suppose you cook the order of the behemoth together with other sikhah. So the halacha is that in view of the fact that we don't know how much milk came out from the order of the behemoth, so the chachamim are mistaken that we have to be shy and measure the volume of the order of the behemoth. Even though we know that the volume of the milk that the amount from the order of the Behemo is less than the volume of the Behemo. But since we don't know, so we take the maximum. So we require teaching negative the volume of the order of the Behemo. But here the Chachamim applies this special kulay, because if we have been seeing, if every person, if the average person has been an expert and could easily determine the quantity, the exact quantity that the certain order of the Behemo, the quantity of milk that the order of the Behemo contains, so then we would only need 60 measures, maybe the volume of, maybe that quantity of milk. But we have to be maximum because we don't know, we are not seeing. So this is the chumah. Because of the fact that this is the chumah, the requirement, the order of the gahimo, the volume of the gahimo, the chumah applies the first kule that we only need 69 measures of heifer. 69 measures. But why the chumah felt that if you have 69 measures of heifer, you will certainly have 60 measures, measures the quantity of your contain. But so you only need 69 measures of heifer. And together 60. Not like the general rule is 60 measures of heifer, and together 61. So by the way, so the Mahadar is desiring mentioning the special rule in respect to Beitah, the Chumre, and the special rule in respect to Khal, the Kum. Calling the Shulim Amelazim is when I go, Kulam is back in the city. Yerubat Chom is the Pesach, Yal Nefer, Tatum is Boya Bechete. Of Yerubat Yer Yisrael in the Nation Tam the Beit. Avol in the Nation Tam the Beit the Tere, Yerubate and the Sabatle, Abdu'l-Gel is the Bote. Kol Zman, Shemadzis in Tayyip. Yerubat Yer Melech Ritabim, לדבור עם דעביד יריטיים עם אסור עם מחמת עצמון עם אמפירים בתי סביבים. So the Ramos says here, there's something that is used as a flavor. Anything that is used as a flavor, so even if they're recipient, so it's lost. Now we saw that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Reed. Suppose there is Sissim. But Kheira was famous, and there is Sissim. But Kheira was famous, and the Kheira says, you still feel the time. So according to Rashi, it's still awesome. As long as you feel time, so it's still awesome. Even though there is Sissim. So he says, no, that time is no time. It's a time cold. It's a time cold. Now he says that it's from the Rashi. From the Ramban is much more that he agrees on that point with Rashi. So Mimele, so there is a machlokes between the Ri and Rashi. If the Ri is in, but he still feels the time, the Ri has still feels the time in the Taun, according to Rashi, according to the Ri, it's Mutra. Now here he's saying, the Ramban is saying, that Kokol Dover, so he says, אבל יש לי טעם באיזה דרך, הוא עושה מצד עצמי, אף יודע לך לבוסו, כל זמן שמעדיף עם טעמי. So he says, לא אחרי אם הלך לטעם לדבר דם בלטעים, או אם אף שלא מחבט עצמי, זה לא מביטים. So the question is this, does it apply in the clinic only to Melech and Tavri, something that is used commonly as a flavor in Beitah. But it doesn't apply to any other Eichel, that is not used as a flavor in Beitah, but it just happens to be the time, and there is it. It doesn't apply to that today, or it applies to anything. So at that point, it seems there is a machlokes between the Tavri and Tavri. We don't have the time to go over Yisai, the Tavri. So the Tavri says, you speak with our towards the end, after the period there, towards the end of the paragraph. Two more uses in the Hefa, Klaal Chafei is involved, very famous. Doma Anasar is Tav. Kinta, Kondo Lachari, is Tav in the Melech, for having this in Bosse. Alko Aratam, Masma de Mitra Tav, El is the Bachori, the Leishina, the Aftadam, who Matima Anachum Amtike, the Koma Fim Yildas Kol Tav, with the Bachori. Alko Chafei is in Bosse, and we call it so in the whole Tav. So that we have to the Tav, speaking is, that this aloha applies only to something that is hard, something that is used as a flavor in Beitah. You know, there are certain things that are used exclusively to flavor tafsir. And there are other things that are not used to flavor tafsir, but when you have a substantial part of it, so it really doesn't flavor. But they say the things that are flavor in Beitah, so you don't have to put in a substantial quantity of it, it's a little bit, because it was so prepared, I mean, prepared or naturally so strong that it can flavor such way. So according to the Taz, this halacha is a Ramon Eishi, that it is a Dino Italian. So even though the restriction is still uttered, so it only applies to something that is coming. And the restriction is faithful. According to the Tzad, so it doesn't, it's not limited only to Israel or invasions like Dolachari, like Melachatari. Anything. So why did Ramon mention, Lolochim Melachatari is born in David Ritali? So he didn't say Melachatari. He should say, if something is advanced, they become the head there, even though they're teaching. So he thought that, why did you mention, why did you spell out Melachatari? So the Tzach says, no, enough now. Easy here. We can detect the palm. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Mahavish like Melchizedek or something else, as long as we can detect the palm. So it is also, even though there is a you can have even a thousand days of the Mahavish. But he is the palm. So it doesn't. But if it's not a Mahavish like Melchizedek, it's not something that is used as a greater religion. So when that time we don't get to the Hastings, maybe it's still with the palm. So if we know there is history, we can take it for granted that it doesn't do that. However, if we know that it is time, it is not in the Bahari, it's not in Israel or Jason, it's still asset. It's still asset. But Minatam, we take it for granted that it doesn't do that in very history. But in Israel or Jason, we can take it for granted. Let's say like Melach and Tavlin, so we can say, if let's say he's a Tavlin, Is the tablin of all? Let's say, or any tablin of Isha, So, karakter and all, whatever it is. So, and then there is Isha. So you can take it for granted and say, Minastam, there is no time of Isha. No, because if it's Zomachari, then it's Tamil, it's Ayin, it's Ayin, it's Ayin. So it's very likely that he didn't go to the Isha here. That it's still the Isha. But the Aloche, the time after he didn't go to the Isha here is not limited only to the Isha here. Whereas the Kodesh Tzad is limited only to the Isha here. So actually, that's going the Machlekes between the Rashi and the Reed. Why doesn't the Taz and the Shach say that? So I don't know. But you see that the Shach is the topic. Because the Shach is in Tanit Ches in Dalet. The Shach is in Tanit Ches in Dalet. Said, my father's a Machab, and he is so many from the Kiyame, which are in all these homes. We don't have the time in the Rosa. After the train is done. We don't have the time in the Rosa. After the train is done. And here is not dealing with the Zomachari. He's doing close to something in the town. But if the Akum, the Tzeler says, there is a town, so even though there is a city, it's still awesome. That's why the city of Rashi. So that's why the Shah here, in Sikh of Chet, he says the same thing. He says the same thing. And still, Matinkin, the Taz apparently, passes by the city of the Reed, by the city of the Reed. So mainly, he says that it's only, and he agrees with the Yisra'eta, that it only applies to the Lachar, the Israeli religion, but not to something that gives a time, either in Sikhim, and it's not in the Lachar, it's not in the Israeli religion, so then, it's Mutter, and it's only to the time. Now, then, so even the Tzach, who Sikhim is, that whenever something gives a time, so it's also, even if it's not in the Israeli religion, so it's not that. Even though there is history, but it's not mentioned in the name of the Yisra'eta, it's for sale, it's after the Yisra'eta bottle, because of the Yisra'eta for the sale, the Heinz of the Rabbana. In other words, that Yisra'eta, even though it's Jesus' time, and even though it's a slave of religion, it's a Lachari, but as long as there is history, so the Yisra'eta doesn't ask there. Why? Because some comes. And some comes. But in Abon Yisrael. But in Abon Yisrael, it's not the same religion. But the seat of the Taz is the seat in Abon Yisrael. It's not the same religion. Alright. Now, the Yisrael is for נמצאת בייסים הפן. ונוסנו בו בי בייסים, אחד של דם ואחד של חייך. כל אחד מסתיים מהמצאת של הפעה לבד וחבר. וכן חופשי בייסים של הפעה שנוסנו בהם כדאי, כדאי, חולות. ולידי האחרת, הוי הפלישים של הפעה. ונוסנו בי... לא נמצאי, וכי חופשי בייסים של הפעה, שנוסנו בהם כדאי וחייך. ובידי האחרת הוי הפלישים של הפעה. ונוסנו לשכי כדאי של דם. ונמצאו בו בישי תזמות. לא נמצאי, בואו נמצאי תזמות חייך. In other words, suppose now to see the first thing. They was the least one in 10 bases, Heta. How many bases of Heta do we have to have? 60. But suppose the Beor has only 59, not enough to be battle with that. But you put in the drop into the Beor one Kadayis of Dam and one Kadayis of Chayim. One Kadayis of Chayim. So together you have 61. So then we say that both the Kadayis of Chayim becomes bottle in the 59 Beisim of Hetea plus the Kadayis of Dam, and the Kadayis of Dam becomes bottle in the 59 Beisim of Hetea plus the Kadayis of Chayim. I mean, it's very reasonable. I mean, that's not difficult, because it's not a million, you see. If it has been our loche, that means shall only be minute. Means shall only be minute, require 60 measures of Hetea to be rebutted in Hetea. Then you couldn't be sorry, because you only have 59 bases, 59 measures. 59 measures of Hetea, not 60 measures of Hetea. Now what do you mean, why do you require 60? Because if you have 60 measures, so then the time is what? So in any way, all we are interested in is that vis-a-vis each Hetea, this particular time to become what? So in any way, when you have 69 measures of Hetea, and you have one measure of one Hetea, with one kind of sound, the sound of Hetea, and you have another measure of another type of Hetea, of that, different timing, you do not have the same sound. So in any way, the one measure of Hetea of Dam, the sound of Dam becomes bottle in the 59 measures of Hetea plus the one Kadayis of Chayim, and the one measure of Chayim is bottle in the 59, its time is bottle in the 59 Zeitim of Hetea, and this time, you see. So in other words, so it's not only 59, it's not only right after 59, you can have even 58 too, I mean 57, as long as you have 60 measures of another time. But that we'll discuss, after the case we'll discuss that. You have to have at least rob of Hetea, in order that you give it to rob. And then it's a God to some being there, so as long as the time is there, this particular time is there, becomes bottled in 60 measures of other timing. So it doesn't have to be 60 measures of Hetea, of other timing. But the whole prophecy require rob of Hetea. All of that, but it's not necessary that they should be in interrogation of Hetea. It's not necessary. All right. So then what is an interrogation of Hetea? We know what they say. Echot of Dam, Echot of Chayim, Kor. So, Kor Echot is Tarim and Tetel Hetea, we got to have it. The Chayim, the other thing. Of the basis of Hetea, to not over him, Kadai is Chayim, Uri Dera Achere, for your tracing of Hetea, we know from the Chayim, Kadai is Tarim, Kadai is the Nisabu the Shaving is Muta. So in other words, in this case, if you have Chopter Jesus or Hetea, Kadayis Chayim, so how much is it together? 30. And then in the other, you have 30 Hetea and one Kadayis Dam. You have 31. Then the two become mixed together. So you have 31 plus 30 become mixed together. So altogether you have 61. But in that 61, so you have 60 bases of Hetea and Hetea together to be in material the measure of each Hetea. Because in the base echotel vino ve echotel bota. Ve echotel bota. Di cholechot yivato chadeya. In other words, so he says, consequently, suppose you have choftei zeisim. Suppose you have choftei zeisim of your office. That fell into it one kadai of cholos, of milk. And then another day, you had 30 zeisim of your office, and a kadai of butter fell into it. So then, certainly it becomes mitzvah. Why? Because the case that the Mechaber mentions of tzedakah are there, cannot prevent a guy so at that moment it became, according to some of the things, not according to the Tzach of Mechaber, but according to the Tzachim Yachim Rabbi Nachrayim. So at that moment when tzedakah fell into it, it's a guy's prayer. So there was no teaching at that moment. So you can't speak any Yeshua. And the day after, they listen to Adam who was right for them. So that the Heter and the other day are also the same speak any Yeshua. According to the same Guachili and Rabbi Nachrayim. So you cannot catch the Tati again the Mechaber. I mean, how could the Tzach point out that the Rambo wouldn't agree with the second case. The Hink of Salvation to help us not with the Tadai here, who is there after the Salvation to help us not with the Tadai from Dam, when the Salvation case is Mutter. Here's the Kate, how can the Rambo agree with this case? He should be marking them there, they said, really favoring. The Kami also has been in the Sikhara in the Rayo, to make the Kate of the Shah. So he gives this situation. He gives example. I mean, we can visualize the situation where the halacha of Sikharat Zeneira wouldn't apply. For example, let's say, because the Ramah mentioned in Sinai Tarim Beis, he speaks to saying that when you apply the principle of Sikharat Zeneira, only if it's a rule of Var Biyobi. But anything if it's a rule of Var Biyobi. So then you don't apply the principle of Sikharat Zeneira. So the Meir, the reason is why the Ramo is not massive, and the second case of the Mechaber, because there are certain situations where the eating according to the Tzach of the Ramo that we think to the Mechaber, so we still can apply this being the second case in the Mechaber. In other words, suppose it's all Lav Rach, so then we don't use the Mechaber. But according to the teacher of the Mechaber, so in the case of conversations or that, not to get very clear. So at that moment, all the things they can become a serenity to it. And then the other day, places or that, and the size of them, the moment, and the size of them fall into it. So all the 31 days can become a serenity to it. So then, when you start together, so then you meet 60 times the total volume of the 61. But the Mechaber himself, he holds his own case to the Mechaber, so that's the reason why he says, the thing of salvation is that not the Messiah, and he has to say that the Messiah is the Dam, because he didn't become the Dam himself. So the Rambam says, he comes. So in other words, the Mechaber says that in connection with something that is very insurable. So he says, still it's Mutter, Allah, Hamo, Hamo, the day, 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 Echot of Vino, the Echot of Boso, in other words, Choptei Zeisim Shel Yerokei, Shenofu Ben Kadai Kolo, Vindira Acheret, or Yerokei Shel Yerokei, Vinofu Yerokei Kadai Shel Boso, and then he saw the Eilu, so then of course there couldn't be Echtich Adi Yisur at the first, at the initial moment. And then when the two Beiles become mixed together, so they fishing in the Boso, maybe the Kadai Kolo, so it hurts me with that. So it hurts me with that. This is what I'm going to say. All right. That's it.
Or is there any logic?